No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here to explore your faith, to meet new people, and to strengthen your personal relationship with God. Welcome to Pilgrim Church UCC on this rainy, gloomy Sunday morning. We are glad that you joined us today, and we invite everyone for coffee and refreshments and some special program after the service. I don't really have too many announcements this morning. Do we have any special announcements? Yes, Lee?
Good morning. This Saturday, we're doing the yard cleanup. We're going to come back behind the sanctuary here. So we're looking for anybody that has that wants to come out here and help clean up over here. Just bring some good gloves and a rake, and we can use all the help we can get. So hope to see you there. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. Cindy.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, as Melinda said, the Diaconate and Education Team are sponsoring a Make a Craft with Education Team and Diaconate today for Pentecost pinwheels. They look very simple. Patty has got everything set up. Don't panic that, oh, I don't know how to do those things. It'll be very simple, and we'll give you and we'll help you with them. So there's a table set up, cut out and make a pinwheel or two. And that's during coffee hour today. Don't worry, it shouldn't interfere too much with your coffee hour. Then on May 19th, switching to my other hat of community life, May 19th, 6:30, we're going to do a movie night. We're going to show Jumanji, which I have excellent recommendations from my daughter and my niece that they said, wow, that was really fun. We thought it was okay, but it looked like it was really fun. So we're going to show Jumanji, the new one, the one with The Rock, and bring a 6:30, Friday, May 19th. Bring along a snack, bring along a drink if you don't trust my taste in sodas. Hey, bring your takeout dinner, if you're too close to dinner time for you, bring whatever you want with it. I'll provide popcorn and some drinks and a movie. So just come, no charge, just come and, yes? It's Friday, is it the 19th is a Friday? Okay, Friday's the 18th then, but it should be Friday, May 18th. It's Friday night at 6:30. Thank you, Alice. And, well, hope to see you there.
Thank you, Cindy. Mark.
Okay, good morning. The line goes on forever. Thank you very much for your amazing generosity on the food collection last month. Kathy reported in the email on the totals on the peanut butter and jelly. Grape definitely won, and I think Chunky came out on top, I'm not sure. Oh, it's creamy? Oh, okay. This month we are not doing food. Well, we're doing collection for the food pantry, but it's not food. One of the top 10 things on the food pantry's list is always toiletries, specifically toilet paper. Because toilet paper is one of those things you don't think about as a necessity until you don't have it. And then it gets really, really inconvenient. So they always love to see toilet paper. Believe me, they're smiling like crazy when we bring in toilet paper. So let's see how many rolls of toilet paper we can do. Maybe we'll build something creative at the end of the end of the month and take a picture. The special offering this month will be taken on Pentecost. It's one of the UCC major offerings. It's strengthened the church. And I'll be talking more about that as the month goes on. But this is the one that is for the UCC. This doesn't, a lot of our offerings go around the world, but this one is for the UCC. And half of it goes to local churches in New Hampshire. So this is the one for us. So this really does strengthen our church. So I'll be talking more about that later. One note, I don't have a count yet on the noisy offering. I know people have been wondering. We had more trouble than we thought finding a bank with a coin counter. And I'm not going to count like $200 in coins by hand. So we have a lot of coins, believe me. So we're going to get it counted this week, and I'll get you a number next week. So it was an amazing offering. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. Pauline.
Today, after we're done making pinwheels that Patty designed, that's going to be a lot of fun. If you've seen them yet, they're really pretty. The ONA committee members would like to ask you to grab a packet of printed documents that contain some possible ONA drafts that we've been working on. And we're looking for the right covenant for this church, for Pilgrim Church, and we'd like your help to make that decision. In the packet, there you're going to find several covenant drafts. The first page of the packet is our current vision and mission statement. Also in the packet is a covenant that West Lebanon used as their ONA covenant, just so you kind of have an idea of what another church has used. And the rest of the drafts are covenant ideas that our committee came up with. You can pick the draft, grab a packet, pick the draft that you like most, and then mark it up. Grab a pen, mark it up, see if, make some suggestions. And then hand the one that you like best back to an ONA committee member. And, we'll use all of your suggestions and, to make that final decision. And once a covenant is chosen, then the committee will bring it back here to the congregation for a vote. You can also take your packet home if you like, and that way you can take more time to consider. And if you do come up with an idea, if you want to put it in the treasurer's box, I'll collect them and the ONA committee will review them. If anyone has any questions today about ONA and you'd like to talk with Reverend Melinda or a committee member, let us know. We'll be around while everybody's reviewing these. And even if you would like to discuss anything in private, let one of us know. We can always set up something if you prefer that. Thanks.
Thank you, Pauline. Are there any other announcements?
No.
Natalie. But Gail will lead us in our call to worship.
Good morning. Can you hear me in the back? Can you hear me in the back? Okay. Can you hear me now? I'm here because Lee had a second surgery on her knee on Friday and is not up and about. So you get plan B today. So please stand if you're able and join me in the call to worship. Jesus prayed for his disciples, giving them into God's eternal care.
Jesus prays for us, giving us into God's care.
Know that you have been blessed with the love of the Savior.
We live in that love
and seek to serve God. Open your hearts and spirits now to hear God's word.
May our lives be open to God's Spirit and reflect God's love.
Our first hymn this morning is hymn number 18, Guide Me, O My Great Redeemer.
Guide me, O my great Redeemer,
please remain standing and join me in the prayer of invocation. Lord Jesus Christ, who prayed for your disciples that they might be one, even as you are one with the Father, draw us to yourself, that in common love and obedience to you, we may be united to one another in the fellowship of the one Spirit, that the world may believe that you are Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
You may be seated. And now may I have the young and young at heart come forward. Or maybe today we will invite the congregation to help us out too. Thank you, Cindy. Come on, young people. How are you doing today?
Great.
Okay, well, you don't have to be totally, maybe I'll move to this side today so Cindy can shine on that side. So this morning we will be talking about Jesus's high priestly prayer when Jesus prayed for his disciples, and I thought that we can collect all the things and people and whatever you have ever prayed for, and you can tell that to Cindy, and Cindy will collect our ideas about prayer. So, have you ever prayed for anything, anyone? Who do you pray for? Do you ever pray for anything, anyone? Nothing? Nobody? Ever?
To grow behind our tree. Up on your tree? Yep, grass to grow around our tree.
The grass to
he
grow?
He prays for grass to grow around his tree.
Okay, the grass to grow around his tree. That is very interesting. Do you ever pray for anyone anything?
To pass my exams.
Exams, definitely. Yes, okay. Anyone there in the choir? Any good ideas about?
Sunshine.
Sunshine, okay, I like that one. Sunshine?
World peace.
Oh, we have world peace. That's a good one. World peace.
The health of our family members.
Health of our family members. Anyone else? Anything else?
To open our hearts to be more generous and kind.
Oh, that is beautiful. Thank you. Anyone from the congregation? Any good ideas? Who or what do you pray for? Lorna? Patience, uh-oh. That means you have a lot of things to be patient about. Okay, anyone else?
I was going to say,
I like that one.
But for anyone,
safe travel is very good. Very good. Safe travels for everyone. Anyone else? Any other good ideas? Prayers for. Cake. I didn't know who, I mean, nobody should ever fall, but you know, cakes definitely. Oh, Sandy doesn't have to pray for that. Okay. Sandy's cake just stays up. Okay.
Sandy's cake never falls.
That's why I said she doesn't have.
No, that was, no, that was Leanne's cake. Anyone else? Anything else? Good behavior. Okay. I like that one. Strength. Very good.
Prayers of Thanksgiving.
Oh, very good. Prayers of Thanksgiving.
I was going to say thank you, which is your meditation.
Very good.
A little sticker on my bulletin board at home from my mom saying, you know, every day say thank you, God, for this wonderful gift.
So. Very good. Prayers of Thanksgiving. Very good. Thanksgiving. Well, thank you. Very good. Anything else? Anyone else? We got some really, really good ideas here this morning.
Forgiveness.
Ooh, that's a good one. Forgiveness. We almost forgot that. Yep. Forgiveness. And maybe strength to forgive others. Very good. Forgiveness. Is there anything else that we...
We pray for our
okay.
It doesn't, yeah.
Okay. Okay, dogs.
And your dogs are...
You need prayers for those dogs. They are very useful dogs. And service dogs. What's going?
I said cats don't need prayers.
Cats don't get prayers. Okay.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, cats are just self-sufficient. They don't need prayers. Anyone else? Prayers for anything, anyone? Okay. Well, we will be...
Birdseed.
For the squirrels, so they don't eat the birdseed. Okay. They do. Well, if the squirrels are hungry, you know. Uh-oh. Well, they're just hungry. They do. Well, the squirrels are really smart and they eat them. Okay. Well, they're very smart animals. Anyone else besides, prayers for squirrels and other animals? I think we are all set and you did a wonderful job collecting all these prayer ideas. And you can, Cindy, you can put that back in its place and we can take a look at that, at least while we are having this service today, and think about all these prayer ideas. And if you're going on this week doing stuff and working and going to school or whatever you are doing, it's good to pray for others. It's good to pray for your animals, your loved ones, and all these other things are very important. And remember that Jesus is praying for us too. So let us pray. Loving God, teach us to pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, young people, and thank you, congregation. You did an excellent job today. And we will sing Alleluia, He's My Savior.
Our first scripture reading this morning is the first Psalm 1, the two ways. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Our second reading this morning is from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 15 through 17 and 21 through 26. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers. Together, the crowd numbered about 120 people, and said, "Friends, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit through David foretold concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. So one of the men who have accompanied us throughout that time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us to his resurrection." So they proposed two: Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed and said, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles.
Choir and Chris for waking us up this morning. At least I need a little waking up. Our third reading this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 6 through 19. Jesus says, "I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I'm coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost, except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. Let us pray. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Since the 16th century, our gospel reading for today has been called Jesus' High Priestly Prayer. This title was meant to emphasize the intercessory role of Jesus, who earnestly prays for his followers. Newer commentaries suggest that we can also call this prayer Jesus' farewell prayer, because it happened so closely to his death. Jesus said this prayer Thursday night, the evening before his crucifixion. He knew that he would soon be leaving his disciples and wanted them to be prepared. What I found fascinating here is that Jesus doesn't pray for an easy life for his disciples. He doesn't ask God to make everything smooth, without make their lives without any problems, pain, or struggle. But Jesus does petition God to support his disciples amid their challenges. Jesus also prays for the unity of his disciples. And this unity is bigger than we can imagine. For the communion of saints includes not only those of us who are alive, but also those who are perfected in the faith, who have gone on before us. When we talk about the unity of disciples, we also must talk about the importance of intercessory prayer. Prayer for each other, or intercessory prayer, is an expression of our oneness in the body of Christ. Many of us are struggling with health, work, financial, relationship, or other types of problems. Intercessory prayer reminds us that we are all one in this business of life together. It demonstrates that we are a church united in bonds of love and actively caring for each other. Doesn't it feel good to discover that people care so much for us that they take time out of their busy lives to pray for us? That's why we have our prayer list. Doesn't it feel good to know that someone is praying just for you? When I say that someone is praying just for you, I don't just mean that I am praying for you, although I pray for everyone in our congregation. But when two or three gather together in Jesus' name, our prayers fly straight to heaven. That's why we can say with confidence that Pilgrim Church is a stairway to heaven. Here at church, we pray for each other. We pray for our congregation. We pray for those who are on our prayer list, in our families, or in our hearts, even our animals. I never doubted the power of prayer. Even here during the last almost 5 years I've been serving this congregation, I have experienced miraculous healings and other extraordinary events. We are one in the body of Christ, and together we strengthen each other when we pray for one another. Even when God calls one of us home, our prayers strengthen the family and the loved one who have lost their loved one. The blessings of intercessory prayer cannot be underestimated, even in situations of extended suffering, when someone's going through a long illness, for example. So why am I telling you all this, you may ask, for those of you who think that everything's okay in your lives? I'm telling you this because there are some people here who are suffering from physical or spiritual problems. And those of you who are suffering today, you need to ask for prayers. Trust God's healing touch and love through your friends here at Pilgrim Church. And there are so many ways to pray. Just look at this list. So many things and people and creatures to pray for. And I believe that God listens to all our prayers, no matter how simple they are. So let me share with you one of my all-time favorite jokes that you probably have heard before, but not all of you. So those of you who haven't heard this joke before, you will love it. A mother took her children to a restaurant for lunch. Her 6-year-old son asked if he could say grace. The mother happily said yes to his request, and they bowed their heads to give thanks. The little boy's prayer was a bit unusual because he was just learning to say grace. So in an excited voice, he said, this is the best part, God is great and God is good. Let us thank him for the food. And I would even thank him more if mom gets us ice cream for dessert. And for some unknown reason, he said, and liberty and justice for all. Amen. Along with the laughter from the other customers nearby, an older lady remarked, that's what's wrong with our country today. Kids today don't even know how to pray. Asking God for ice cream? Hearing this, the little boy burst into tears and asked his mom, did I do it wrong? Is God mad at me now? His mother held him and assured him that he had done a terrific job, and God was certainly not mad at him. Then an elderly man approached their table. He winked at the boy and said, I happen to know that God thought that was a great prayer. Really? The little boy asked. Cross my heart. Then in whisper he added, I'm sorry that my wife upset you. Too bad she never asked God for ice cream. A little ice cream is good for the soul sometimes. So at the end of the meal, the mother decided to buy her kids ice cream. The little boy stared at his ice cream for a moment, and then he did something very special. He picked up his sundae and, without a word, walked over and placed it in front of the older lady. With a big, warm smile, he told her, "Here, this is for you. Ice cream is good for the soul sometimes, and my soul is good already." Well, not all of us are talented at this spiritual discipline we call prayer. But our desire to please God transforms our simple words into a holy and acceptable offering. We are all God's children, both young and old. And if we find the prayers of little kids sweet and cute, imagine how glad our heavenly parent is when you sincerely pray from the heart. There is no right or wrong way to pray. That's why we collected all these ideas today. Even if you have never done it before, start praying today. You can start simply by saying the Lord's Prayer slowly, paying attention to every single word. Let the words sink in, then simply pray from your heart with your own words. Afterwards, try to listen in silence for a few moments. It's not more complicated than that. At times we are not sure what we should pray for, and we need guidance and help from above. At those times, Jesus comes to our help, sending us the Holy Spirit. The Spirit doesn't need fancy words or stylized phrasing. When in trouble, our prayers can be as simple as help. At these times, we do not need to worry whether we have the proper words or if we can recite the whole scripture by heart. All we need is a sincere heart. Jesus cares for his present-day disciples. He prayed for us thousands of years ago, even before we were born. And Jesus is praying for us little ones today, as we're listening to this sermon or preaching the sermon. Jesus knew that we would be his disciples and that we would need God's help one day. So his prayers are helping us right now in both good and bad times, when we walk in the sunshine, as we pray for sunshine, and when the rain falls, like today. Jesus loves us and is still praying for us. If you want to make Jesus happy, open your heart and follow his example. Pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ, especially the people who worship with you in this holy place. So if you want to make God happy today, pray for each other. If you want lives to change, to grow in holiness, pray for each other. For the transformation of souls, let's open our hearts and earnestly pray for each other. Amen. Our next hymn this morning is hymn number 505, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving Jesus, on the night before your crucifixion, you prayed for your disciples. In that intercessory prayer, you gave us an example how to love each other. So today we lift up our friends and family members before you in prayer. We also pray for the people in the world who are suffering because of wars, natural disasters, or illnesses. Send your comforting presence to those people who have no roof over their head. Be with the children who are abused or who have lost their parents or feel lost in the world. Comfort older people who feel lonely and those who have lost a loved one. Generous God, we know that you love us, so we ask you to pour your blessings on Pilgrim Church. Help your children, both young and young at heart, who are searching for a new spiritual home, to find our congregation. Make our hearts wide and welcoming to invite and include them in our lives. And at this time, we pray for those who are on Pilgrim's prayer list. We pray for Claudette, Frank, Joe, Kristen, Carolyn, Nancy, Renee, Penny, Kyson, Peggy, Judy, Mac, Judy and Ralph, Noah, Jean and Carolyn, Porter, Sharon, and we pray for the people in the military. Today we also say special prayers for Sheila. And now in the next few quiet moments, silence our souls and fill us with the presence of your Holy Spirit. And now join me in praying the words Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Like the trees planted by streams, God provides us with the opportunities to share the fruits of our labor with each other. And in that sharing, we become closer to embodying God's beloved community together. And now let us share our gifts together and offer them to God in gratitude and praise. And now our ushers will collect our morning tithes and offerings.
He came to know.
And now let us say together our prayer of dedication. God of abundance, you have called us to lives of ministry and service. You have filled our lives with your gifts and drawn us into community with you and with one another. We dedicate our lives and these offerings that we have gathered for your service. Pour your Spirit into us. Bless us so that we may be blessing to others and carry out your will and purpose. We pray in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. Our communion hymn is hymn number 346, Bread of the World in Mercy Broken. Please be seated. And now please open your bulletins at the communion prayer. Let us gather around the table with the offering of bread and drink upon it, and the promise of the living Christ among us. This is the welcome table of God, where all who seek to be at peace with their neighbor and all who seek the mercy of God in Christ are embraced. Come, for we are invited into this holy mystery.
We are ready.
Jesus said, I am the bread of life. All who come to me shall not hunger, and all who believe in me shall never be thirsty.
We are hungry and thirsty.
O Lamb of God, we come. We remember that on the night of betrayal and desertion, Jesus took his authority as the Christ and offered the bread in thanksgiving and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way and by the same authority, Jesus offered the cup in thanksgiving and said, Take, drink. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Open our eyes to the mystery of Christ's presence in these ordinary things, in these our ordinary lives. May they be for us the very essence of the living Christ in our midst. Through the broken bread, we participate in the body of Christ. Through the cup of blessing, we participate in the life Christ gives. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Come, for all things are ready. And now our communion stewards will serve you the bread and juice. To demonstrate our unity in Christ, we will take the elements together. Please wait until everyone has been served. And now eat this, for it is the body of Christ broken for you. Amen. And now drink this, for it is the blood of Christ shed for you. Amen. And now let us read together our prayer of thanksgiving. Gracious and loving God, you have made us one in the body of Christ and nourished us at your table with holy food and drink. Thank you for feeding our hunger and relieving our thirst. Now send us into the world to do the work you have given us to do, to find the lost and lonely, to heal broken souls, to free prisoners, and make the powerful clear. Grant us strength to persevere in resisting evil and to proclaim in all we say and do your good news in our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is hymn number 522, I Love to Tell the Story, and we will sing verses 1 and 3. Now go in peace, and may the peace and love of God go with you. Amen.